The House is expected to vote this week on a patient's bill of rights. Supporters of two rival measures are competing for votes. President Bush has said he'd veto one and sign the other. The White House is trying to support a popular measure without angering business groups that have been lobbying against it. It's one of several complicated problems facing the president. NPR's Steve Inskeep is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The president wanted action on three items in July, including a patient's bill of rights. Is he going to get it?
Well, if he gets action on the patient's bill of rights, if it gets to his desk anytime soon, the odds are he's not going to like the result. The Senate has already passed a patient's bill of rights, and as you said, the House is going to consider its version this week. But the White House is trying very hard to change what has already passed the Senate. The basic question here is, how easy is it going to be to sue your health insurance providers? The president says if he doesn't get his way, he's going to have to veto this bill. And so what the White House is hoping will happen is that the House passes a very different version than what the Senate has, and that the two sides can battle this out in conference, in the private negotiations between the House and the Senate, and perhaps it can get a little closer to what the White House wants.
The president also wants federal money for religious-based charities and an education bill. He said he wanted to pass both before Congress left on its summer recess.
And they did not make an awful lot of progress there. Now, this faith-based proposal did pass the House, but in the Senate, nothing at all has happened yet. Democrats are raising concerns about the separation of church and state. They're also raising concerns about discrimination. If you're giving federal money to private charities, religious groups that have the right to discriminate now, will they continue to have the right to discriminate? Now, Democrats are insisting that they think there can be some solution to that, but at the same time, they're not eager to act on this bill, one of the president's major priorities. They're saying sometime there'll be a vote, but not soon. On education, the House and Senate have already passed bills, but there are a lot of disagreements over this proposal for testing, evaluation of schools. How difficult will it be? And there are also questions about money. How much money is the White House and the Congress, how much money are they willing to commit to schools?
What's Congress doing instead of passing all these bills?
Well, they're trying to figure out how to spend money for this coming fiscal year. There is an interesting battle developing over appropriations, Bob. The Republican House is passing appropriations bills and considering appropriations bills that more or less fit within this budget agreement, these constraints that the House and Senate had to agree to in order to finance the president's tax cut. But the Republicans in the House established a bunch of what they call, are in the process, I should say, of establishing a bunch of earmarks dedicated all that spending or most of that spending to very specific programs. Democrats in the Senate at the same time are passing bills that fit within that budget agreement, but they dedicate that money to a bunch of very different specific programs. And a lot of officials in both houses are saying that when they try to bring those bills together, you're going to have a major clash of funding. You could have a drastic increase in what the budget numbers say, and some lawmakers are predicting a mess if they try to keep the budget from being busted here.
So whose fault is that?
Democrats especially do not want to be tarred as big spenders here, Bob. They're saying that they're going to insist on the president's spending limits unless they get what they call presidential leadership. Now, what they mean is President Bush is going to have to say, okay, you know I wanted my tax cut. I know I wanted spending limits, but now a bunch of my colleagues in the House and Senate want a little bit more spending. And I, the president, also want extra spending now, $18 billion for defense. So please, please, please increase the budget numbers for me. Democrats seem determined at this point not to let themselves be put in a position where they can be blamed for higher spending. It's not clear, however, whether the White House is going to play along with this or not.
President Bush met with Russia's President Putin over the weekend. They announced an agreement of sorts over missile defense. Is that likely to silence the president's critics?
Well, this is an agreement on something the two countries wanted to do anyway. Russia desperately needs to reduce its nuclear arsenal because it can't afford, really, to keep the nuclear weapons in stock that it has now. President Bush, as long ago as his campaign, was saying he wanted to reduce the United States' nuclear arsenal so the U.S. would have more money for other things. Now, agreeing to try to link those reductions in nuclear arms to missile defense is an interesting idea and one that has gotten a warm response here in the United States. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle told NBC that he thought this was a good idea, but at the same time, he and other Democrats and other critics of missile defense are continuing to say that missile defense is a very bad idea.
Isn't Daschle running for president like all the other Senate Democrats?
He says maybe. He did make headlines last week by questioning the president's competence on foreign policy, but he's made those kinds of remarks regularly since the president took office. A few months ago, there was a proposal to put weapons in outer space, and Daschle called that the single dumbest thing the administration had done. Daschle says, though, he wants to wait until the 2002 congressional elections before deciding whether he wants to run. And in the meantime, he's got a complicated situation because those Democrats like Joe Lieberman and John Kerry and John Edwards want to run for president, and Daschle's job gets tougher if he's running against them.